Crazy. Look up at Grace's house.
Does she have a bear?
Let's see. Stop. Look.
Is that a sheep?
Joda Bell is walking around a Sitka neighborhood with her 2.5-year-old daughter, Maisie. They're hunting for bears, not the big ones that are just waking up from a long winter slumber, the kind you find hibernating in the toy chest, teddy bears.
What?
I see a bear.
That's one. Let's count all the bears we can find.
Usually, Maisie spends time with her grandmas through the week, but now that social distancing is the new norm, her mom is working from home, and they're having a lot more mother-daughter time.
We do a lot of arts and crafts. We've had the Play-Doh just living on the table, trying to do something new every day, but, you know, we're kind of running out of art supplies and instruments.
So when teddy bear hunting came along, it was a welcome distraction. In the last week, bear hunts have cropped up all over the state, likely inspired by the 1989 Michael Rosen book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt. Participants put a teddy bear in a street-facing window of their home. Then families can go hunting for them. They're hunting for bears in Anchorage, Juneau. In Kodiak, they're sharing rainbows in windows, though, inspired by a movement that started in Italy. Tatiana Perkins is an admin for the Facebook group Sitka Teddy Bear Hunt. Her cousin created the group after she saw bear hunts were trending all over the country. And overnight, over 50 Sitkins put bears in their windows. Perkins says it's a testament to Sitkins' resiliency.
Even during this time where there's such high levels of stress and anxiety and uncertainty, we can kind of break away from those feelings and really focus on some cheer. I mean, just at my house alone, my six-year-old has been running to the window, look, there's another car, and they stop to come check out our bear, and he waves, and it just brings so much happiness to our home alone and the community itself.
There's a map with pins of the different bear locations. This week, that map is full. There are over 200 households participating. But some things still needed to be clarified. Originally, the group was called Sitka Bear Hunt, but there was a little confusion and concern from folks who weren't in the loop yet, Perkins says.
They could easily see, you know, we're so unique. We live in Alaska, and there are real-life bears out there, and they're starting to wake up out of hibernation. There's already been some real-life bear sightings, but this is strictly just a teddy bear hunt.
DeBell says the activity is welcome. It's been hard to teach her daughter Maisie exactly what's been going on.
Yeah, she doesn't understand that she can't go see her friends or her cousins. She said, I just want to hug everybody. Tell her, no, I'm sorry. We have told her that there is a bad cold going around and we need to keep everybody clean. And so she's getting really good at washing her hands and singing happy birthday. And she understands that we all need to stay really clean. But yeah, she's kind of turning into a little weirdo without socialization.
Maisie loves hunting for the teddy bears and particularly loves the bear displayed from their neighbor's boat. DeBell says the hunt gives her a boost as well.
This is really hard. I am a teacher, and so I see people every single day, and I didn't realize how much I would miss that. It's very challenging. So having this bear hunt and having people, even though we don't get to talk to each other, but a little bit of, you know, away from a neighbor, it's really nice. And it's a reason to get out of the house, which is also really nice.
So if you want to go on a bear hunt, you don't need a permit or any special gear. Just walk down the street. It's a quick reminder that you're not alone. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.